Late Stone Age Pottery. By living in permanent dwellings, the early farmers had more time and more space for engaging in such manual activities as spinning yarn and weaving, as well as working with wood and stone, and, of course, making pottery. Pots, jars, and other receptacles made of malleable clay were something completely new. They had to be made by hand, as the potter's wheel was as yet unknown in Central Europe.
First of all, the clay had to be prepared. That is, it had to be thinned out. This was accomplished by mixing it with sand, straw, or pebbles. The resulting lump of clay got its form in various ways. The most common techniques involved embossing the clay or subjecting it to the cloth or coil method. You can get a good idea of how that worked by looking at our examples in the showcase.
Now, after the desired form had been achieved, the potter etched patterns into the finished product, to which knobs or loops were attached. Then, the receptacle was allowed to dry before it was fired, either in a pit or in an open field. Thus it was that jugs, bowls, and bottles took shape replete with bands in spiral, meander, or fretwork forms. Because of these bands, the early farmers in Central Europe were called linear band potters. Now, if the band pattern was not etched but merely punched, the products are called punched band pottery. Now, later on, deeply pierced tapestry-like patterns came into fashion. These potters were later said to have been part of the so-called Rössen culture, named after an excavation site in Saxony-Anhalt where such pottery was found.
As time went on, more and more forms and ornamentation were adopted from other culture groups in South Germany, Bohemia, Saxony, and North Germany. From the second half of the 5th millennium BC, certain pottery forms and the groups of tools used in making the pottery began to resemble one another in many areas of Central and Northeast Europe. We call the cultural legacy of this period the funnel beaker culture.